Today is Monday, August 4th, 2008, and you're listening to episode number 88 in a Taylor Merrick podcast. Today you'll learn about the current economic conditions, why most businesses fail, and FeedBurner hacked.
Welcome to the Taylor Merrick podcast. The 3-in-1 podcast on finances, business, and technology. Podcasting to you from the studios of TaylorMerrick.com, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Taylor Merrick Podcast. How is everybody doing today? I'm doing excellent. You want to know why? Because I'm actually learning a lot through these surprise tests. Although, well, to me, they're not really surprised. To you, they might be. I am also excited because I was finally able to get a lot of things done with the website itself. I've changed a whole lot of things. I've deleted things. I had to go in and I had to manually edit every single episode so it is downloading properly, because apparently, I guess, past episodes, if you wanted to listen to like episode 1 to episode like 45, when you tried to hit the download or the play button, it wouldn't do anything because it was a bad link. And little did I know, it was because of I forgot to take out RadioTail Ripple links. I'll be getting to that in just a moment. But I was finally able to sort that out, correct a couple things. Now my feed is valid once again, and I hope it stays that way. I also focused on the right-hand bar of my website, had to change that a whole bunch. You might notice something new. I have an insider's newsletter that is coming out at insiders only. That means you'll be getting, actually, if you subscribe, you'll be getting bonus content and content you will hear nowhere else on the podcast or on the blog. And be it via text, or be it via audio, or be it via video, that's something you definitely want to be getting into. As well as, I have a little perk. Once you are able to subscribe to the newsletter, I am going to give you the copy of that interview that I've been talking about since forever. That book came out. $40 value. You'd have to go out and buy the book just to read that interview and read all the other excellent material in there. But you'll get that free. Now on to the topic of RadioTail Ripple. And I wanted to talk about this really briefly, but I did make a post about it, and I did do a couple tweets to Twitter talking about, I actually scoured like almost the entire blogosphere, Technorati, Google, every single way I knew how about RadioTail Ripple. Now RadioTail Ripple, if you don't know it, I did talk about them in a previous blog post, but RadioTail Ripple, what they do is they track podcast downloads and show a running total of all the downloads of all your episodes in like this cool little chiclet button. And that's one button that I really like because I look at it. And as well as the statistics, they were as good, maybe even better than PodTrack, another podcast download tracking website. And they announced that they were discontinuing their service and that links should work fine. Unfortunately, I figured out the hard way it doesn't, so I had to go manually change all the podcast download links so it downloads properly. I was able to get that sorted out. Also, are you noticing something new here? I have redesigned not only the banner, but also the logo. Something I've been wanting to do for a long time, because that picture in that old which you'll probably see on occasion, the old podcast logo, that picture is like 3 years old and blurry. I needed something new. It's over at podcastdesigns.com. And it's just excellent work. Well done. I enjoy it. And I'm definitely going back for more and definitely recommending it. Also, really quickly, regarding the New Media Expo, I'm going. I have found a roommate. Actually, it's, well, a family member is coming along. And I'm bringing some goodies. I'm bringing tons of business cards. Well, obviously. But I'm also bringing CDs. Complimentary CDs of the podcast that you could actually get. Now, I only have a limited supply, so don't everybody mob me and want CDs. But I'm handing out CDs with this cool label. If only I could take a picture of it and show you. A couple, what I think, key pillar article episodes of the podcast that I would like you to listen to, and you could listen to it absolutely free and a lot, well, definitely a lot easier than having to get an iPod if you wanted to use it via iPod or having to go to your computer. You just pop it into your CD player and start listening to it. Now, there still is the option, and this has been since forever. If you want to listen to the podcast and the only thing you have on you is your phone, dial 1-831-480-3979. Latest episode in a Taylor Merrick podcast will be streamed to you right over the phone. How amazing is that? I learned a lot of stuff, actually, going over past episodes. There is a lot of content there. And I'm thinking, if I like took all this content and I packaged it up and I sold it, I can't even put a price tag on it. I've talked about so much. And if you've been with me since episode one, you've learned a whole lot. You've learned a lot, believe me. So, that's just a lot of fun that I've been going through all this past week, as well as vacation. Had an excellent vacation and was able to clear my mind, get some things together, get some things completed, tasks set up. And I definitely, for the expo, have my recorders I'm bringing as well to record an interview, possible interviews, possible conversations that I just want to record for the sake of recording, things of that nature. So I have two. I found my old one. So I have a whole bunch of fun goodies that I'll be bringing to the expo. And if you're coming, let me know. I know a couple of people who are coming, but if you are coming, let me know so we could get a little meetup going. Because as something I announced in newsletter as well as the forums, I sent an email blast out to everybody. Just seeing, touching base with who's going to the expo, having a possible meetup, things of that nature.
So,
that'll be enough of my ramblings. I know it's gone over like the 8, 9 minute, 10 mark, but stuff that I had to bring up to speed. So now you guys are all up to speed, and I'm up to speed because when I was on vacation, I was able to listen to all the podcasts that I had fallen out of sync with. But now I'm in sync. You guys are in sync. We're all set. We're all ready to go. So today being August 1st, 2008, you are listening to episode number 88 in the Taylor Merrick podcast. For finances today, very interesting lineup. You'll be learning about the current economic conditions. For business, why most businesses fail. And for technology, Feedburner hacked. Okay, now as for finances today, it is current economic conditions. And it's quite interesting to note, remember talking about this in previous episodes about not only, well, what about the stimulus checks and how it's absolutely going to do nothing. And in other episodes, I have touched on, well, just let the market do its job, let it fix the problem, and everything will get back to normal and everything will be fine. Quit trying to intervene in it. I've probably made reference to it in, well, numerous episodes. But also, as I was fixing all my content feeds over the weekend, the download links for you to download past episodes, ran across interesting financial topics that I had spoken about before. I guess this would be in tune with the current economic situation we're in today. I don't think we're in quite a recession yet. We're in kind of a forced stagflation, I guess, if you could say that. Just kind of like doing nothing, but dollar's getting weaker and media's hyping everything up as usual. But I have spoken and said, how fast do you want your money? Really, how fast do you want that money returning back to you? How long do you want it floating out there? Also, what are your future plans? Do you have those plans in place, and are you implementing them? Do you have an escape plan, an exit plan for that? Your nest egg, how is that working out? As well as, I've spoken about covering your bases, about surviving a layoff. All those past episodes, just go on in there, download them, listen to them. Putting your finances on autopilot, saving with a budget. But the most important thing I want you to take a look at right now is, why don't you go back, listen back to episode number 28 in the Taylor Merrick podcast. I'll have a link to it. But for finances, it is, should assets be in my name? As well as listen to 2930 while you're at it. But the importance of, well, when something happens, you have that barrier to protect your assets. Should they really be in your name? Can you pass them off into, like, somebody else's name? Or can you pass them off into having a company name? So that if somebody or the situation happens were to come after you, that they don't eat your nest egg, and they don't take the money that you'd been wanting back, and they don't take the money that you'd been saving, and the stimulus and everything. What I suggest for today's assignment, I guess if you want to call it for finances, I would actually suggest, why don't you go back all the way, episode number 28, I'll have a link to it, should assets be in my name? This was recorded April of last year when we were actually doing perfectly fine. And why don't you, while you're at it, go ahead and look at all the other ones' financial topics. Let me know how it goes. See if current economic conditions, if you could actually improve your outlook or your current standing, how you can improve that to make sure that if, well, something happens, that you're not going to take as hard as a hit as you might. Because you're having your assets protected, you're doing everything so that in that event, you have it covered and you don't have to worry about the problem when it comes up. But that's what I suggest for you to do. Head on out to taylormerrick.com/archives if you need the link. Otherwise, if you're in iTunes, actually, I've noticed a couple Zune people are listening. Zune, although it'd be kind of hard to do this on a phone, might be able to do it on iPhone, but on your iPod, your MP3 player, if you're subscribed to the feed, why don't you go ahead and go on down or just head on out to the website and listen to the episode. So that will be it for finance.
This podcast is proudly listed at podcastpickle.com.
Now as for business today, it is why most businesses fail. And I might have spoken about this in a previous episode. I might have, might not have. I have so much content. I could literally be a millionaire the world over selling this content. And I'm providing to you for free. So take advantage of what I'm offering you. But why most businesses fail? This is coming from personal experience. A situation that I've been in for the past, a good handful of months. Is that for every potential client I've come across offering my products and services, I mean, and some of them show an interest, but I come to them offering, I see you have a problem here, you're in need of a solution, and you know you need a solution, why don't we go ahead and provide you with that solution, and I say no, and I walk away. I'm willing to help them out. I can see they have a problem, and I can see the exact solution to it, with my products and services that I offer, but you're just not taking it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.